Sustainable Grenadines Susquehanna is providing an exciting opportunity for young people on Union Island to participate in the restoration of mangroves and coral reefs. A coral and mangrove training session at the Union Island Secondary School, hosted by the agency, is providing local youths with that opportunity. Executive Director of the Sustainable Grenadines, Orisha Joseph, says the program is catering to youths between the ages of 16 to 19 who are interested in joining their community researcher program.
As you would have known, Union Island and the other Grenadine Islands experienced a very devastating hurricane last year. And where we work on Union Island, we had one of the largest mangrove ecosystems. And like with everything else, the hurricane had destroyed Ashton Lagoon and other sensitive ecosystems, where we did a lot of work in doing rehabilitative work. So from Monday until Wednesday, Susquehanna is going to work with some of the young people at the Union Island Secondary School and anyone else who is interested in coming out to be a part of our community researchers training program.
Joseph says the sessions are catering for persons who are passionate about the environment and can make a difference in protecting and restoring natural habitats.
So teaching the children about, you know, things like why it's so important to safeguard and to protect our coral reef system and also our mangrove. We saw, even though that our mangrove took a lot of battering during the hurricane, but most of it is that it helped protect at least some of the coastline. So again, just to encourage and to train the young people for them to understand how important these ecosystems are, for them to be a part of it, and also that that is their island. And when we, the older folks, are gone, they would be the one to be the stewards to take care of these systems. So one is really to help with rehabilitation work, but also so they understand the importance of these systems and for us to continue to maintain them for our protection in the long term.
Joseph says the training includes theory and practical sessions where participants will learn about coral reef ecosystems, mangrove biology, and restoration techniques.
In the classroom sessions, they will learn about the different types of mangroves and their functions and also the corals. And then we will have them go out in the field and probably collect some seedlings for some mangroves and do some outplanting. And in terms of the corals, we will have them build what we call tables. So usually when you start to have a coral restoration nursery, so we're hoping to get the kids involved in this very exciting training. And we think they also will be excited about it too. And it's something kind of new in the curriculum. They don't have to wait until maybe they're reaching university. If any of them is interested in, like, you know, marine environment, they also having this training at an earlier age.
Executive Director of Sustainable Grenadines, Orisha Joseph. I'm Johnny P. Straker with today's special report.